and co-owner of DFibVis.
What are some of the skills and qualities that you would say are most important for the things that you've wanted to do, like the certain jobs that you've had and some things you've picked up?
I'd say tenacity is really important. There's a lot of people who will tell you you can't, or you need to wait, or what's your hurry? And as a kid, I think that was probably the most frustrating thing I would hear. Mm-hmm. I really felt I was on this fast track towards a career. I knew what I wanted to do. And many times a lot of my friends' parents would say, well, what's your hurry? Why don't you just be a kid right now? Why are you so focused on getting a career? And when you know what you want to do for the rest of your life, you want the rest of your life to start right away.
Yeah.
And so I would tell them that, and they'd say, you just need to take time to be a kid and go to a four-year college and just kick around and find out what you want. And I said, I don't need to do that.
Yeah,
so
you already know.
I really felt like that did. It was a kind of a demotivator if you're not tenacious and you don't keep your eyes on what you want to do. From where I was working in the hospital as a patient care tech, I went on to become a registered nurse. And after that, I started working in intensive care units and cardiac catheterization labs, working on patients who'd had heart attacks, putting in pacemakers with cardiologists, and then moving on to work in a pediatric ICU, a neonatal ICU, and neurosurgical ICU, and then kind of culminating with my career working as an advanced practice flight nurse, as an air medical flight nurse, so working on trauma patients in ICU. If I had fell into that mindset of I need to wait for someone to tap me on the shoulder and give me permission to seek out opportunities, I would have been waiting for someone to knock on my door and say, okay, you're allowed to go want this now because X amount of time has passed. So I'd say tenacity is probably the most important, to go back to your question. Sorry, I went off on a bit of a tangent there.
No.
The other thing I would say is that in addition to the tenacity, you have to have that internal humility where you're really ready to have your butt handed to you sometimes and really go into that uncomfortable place. We're always afraid of failing, and that's why practice is so important. Practice where you're doing that thing that you just can't nail it, whether it's trying to take a blood pressure or trying to start IVs or whatever it might be, to be willing to say, I'm not good at this and I want to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And really leave yourself open to have that kind of, not necessarily criticism, or if it is, constructive criticism, if you will, where people tell you, if you want to get better at this, you need to do A, B, and C. Nobody really learns anything from great job. It's great to hear it. It makes you feel good on the way home. And by no means do I think, you know, people should only hear the negative, but really leaving yourself open to have that feedback. Even if you don't agree, you can always say, thanks for the feedback, and then mull it over. Anytime I've said that with a kind of a lump in my throat on the way home, by the time I hit my front door, I was convinced I need to take on this new skill, or I need to listen to that feedback. It only hurts if it's true, right?
Yeah, definitely.